Orange County man pleads guilty to felony distribution of unapproved drug. An Orange County man who ran a company that marketed stem cell-based products linked to multiple hospitalizations is expected to be sentenced next month for illegally selling a drug that lacked U.S. Food and Drug Administration approval. John Cosell Carowan, 53, most recently of Rancho Santa Margarita, pleaded guilty August 26 to one federal count of introducing an unapproved new drug into interstate commerce with the intent to defraud and mislead, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. Cosell Carowan is currently in custody serving a sentence for a separate, unconnected conviction. According to court documents, beginning in 2016, Cosell Carowan created two companies, the Irvine-based Livion LLC and the San Diego-based GeneTech Incorporated, to manufacture and distribute injectable stem cell products made from human umbilical cord blood. Livion marketed the products under different brand names, including Regan. In pleading guilty, Cosell Carowan admitted that he and others misrepresented Regan as suitable for the treatment of a variety of conditions, such as lung and heart diseases, autoimmune disorders, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, and others. Livion marketed the products throughout the United States until about April 2019 using advertising materials that contained multiple false and misleading statements about their purported safety and effectiveness, federal prosecutors said. This defendant recklessly put people's lives in danger, giving false hope to patients with serious illnesses, U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada said in a statement. As part of the plea agreement filed in L.A. federal court, Cosell Carowan admitted that to mislead the FDA about Livion's activities, he directed Livion's purchase orders to falsely state that the stem cell products were being sold for research purposes only. In 2018, the FDA and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention received reports of patients in multiple states requiring hospitalization for bacterial infections after receiving Livion products. Cosell Carowan admitted that he and others fraudulently induced customers into purchasing stem cell-derived Livion products by, among other things, misleading the public about the cause and severity of adverse events suffered by Livion patients, and falsely reporting and concealing material facts regarding the outcome of an FDA inspection of GeneTech. According to FDA records, that inspection documented evidence of significant deviations from good manufacturing and tissue practices. Unapproved stem cell treatments not only endanger public health but also exploit the hopes of patients who seek relief from the most serious of diseases, said Brian Boynton, the DOJ's principal deputy assistant attorney general. U.S. District Judge Otis D. Wright II scheduled a September 23 sentencing hearing, at which time Cosell Carowan will face up to 3 years in federal prison, according to the DOJ.